Yes, guys, welcome back to the Good Enough Podcast. We are here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Now, to get started, I just want to give a round of applause to my boy right here.
Oh, yeah.
Because the first time ever, he was on time when I went to pick him up. In my entire life, he was waiting outside. And I didn't have to lie about it. I said, I'm 2 minutes away. He was downstairs and I pulled up. I don't think, are you feeling all right?
I feel good today. Do you know what it is?
You must be.
It's because of the amount of times you've complained about it.
I know. So I love how it's 12:48 and you're drinking Hennessy and Red Bull. Horror mixture.
Back on it again, you know what I mean?
Listen. Look what you lot are doing to him.
No, listen, do you know what it is? I don't sleep enough.
This podcast is a bad addiction for you. This isn't a good one.
Every time I come here, I drink.
Yeah, what? Good thing you ain't driving.
Used to be on it every day, though.
Yeah, I know you did, to be fair. You did.
Yeah, yeah. Bad habits. What's going on? How's life?
It's all right, mate. Yeah. I mean, yeah, yours must be all right. It looks like shandy.
It's nice, brother. Trust me. Have a sip. Have a sip, go on.
I don't even like Henny as it is.
Now, trust me. Oh my God. It's actually a good mix.
That smells like nail varnish. Oh my God.
Yeah? Laura mixed it for me.
I know. Is that how you like your drinks? But today we're going to go into the episode with a few questions. We asked you lot on our story. Go follow us on Insta if you don't already. Just type in the Good Enough Podcast or Good Enough Pod. It will come up. You know the logo. But yeah, we're going to go through some questions that we asked you lot over on Insta.
Sorry.
That's Trunks is tuning it.
You know, when I thought he was going to give me a round of applause, I thought he was going to say because of 1x1.
You got a first question. It's from me. I was bored last night. How big's
Michael's
Corey?
First question is, how big's Michael's Corey?
Cool. Let's have a look at these.
It's you.
Yes, me. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it's me, obviously. Yeah, that's why it's the first one.
I just clocked.
Non-sexual turn-on.
Non-sexual turn on.
Straight away. Ooh, to my head.
I know what yours is.
Got a couple.
I know. Okay, I'll name a couple of Johnny's before.
Go
I
on.
Well kept feet.
Yep. That's the funny
thing. White toes, isn't it?
Or French tip. White toes is a bit old school now.
I reckon. What now? It's just someone who just looks after themselves. Good
hygiene,
manners. Good manners.
Manners.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Their turn ons. Yeah.
Confidence. I think it's just what being well kept for me.
Yeah,
like if you look mad presentable and like you're dressing all right, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, it smells. It's
smells
hygiene.
Is a big thing. Got to be fair, I ain't really met girls that smell like that. Johnny has a
fucking hell.
I know you. I ain't really met a smelly girl, but but like it's just like you look mad presentable. It's like wow.
Yeah,
like you take your time this morning.
Even I think you can get away with them not being done. Your fingernails.
Yeah.
But at least put a lick of paint on your toes or something. That's what I think.
Put a lick of paint on your toes.
Put a lick of paint on them. Sank,
but to be fair, what if the toes ain't out all the time? It's all right. But
they gotta
be reckon these are out more than these. These are out more, your hands are out more than your feet.
Yeah, but like, still, you don't have to get your feet done. But at least have them a colour. Because you're like a bloke. You know what I mean? Told you before that one of my boy's exes fucking was in at a rave and she was wearing some Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks ain't a thing
terrible.
For me. Terrible shoe.
It's just like Crocs. When did Crocs become trendy?
No, I like Crocs.
Disagree. Crocs are awful.
No, but I'm not wearing it outside, but Crocs.
Still, nah. When, about 5 years ago, Crocs were the neakiest, shittiest shoe to ever grace this earth. Everyone used to rip them and then all of a sudden they're popular.
Yeah. They're comfortable.
They're terrible. They're a horror.
You don't like them?
No.
You're a sliders, man. Look, always a slider.
Yeah, I like sliders, but these are their day. Fucking hell. They don't even do these ones anymore, the brown ones.
They don't?
No, I got my fucking wallet pickpocketed in Ibiza. A brown Damier one. And some arsehole just took it out of my bag when I weren't looking in the dance. And I went to go get another one and it discontinued the brown. So I thought, cool, let me go on StockX, see how much it is. It's gone up by 400 quid.
Yeah, you don't want that.
But love, I ain't getting that.
Yeah, you don't love it that much.
I think Louis' new colour is blue, innit? Like, they like the blue,
black. I've seen a blue, black thing, yeah.
But I think brown's the best.
Brown looks nice still. So yeah, so your ones?
Yeah, I think just confidence, nice feet, well-kept, hygiene. Nice teeth.
Teeth is a big thing.
Yeah, if you've got a nice smile.
My ex used to had a thing with teeth. Probably why she broke up.
No, teeth gone.
What's your biggest regrets?
Biggest regret? I don't know what everyone's going to say. Beta squad. But no, that's actually not my biggest
regret.
I don't
think it is your biggest, nah.
Just went my path. That's the way I see it. I think life's written. You know what I mean? Mm. Biggest regret? I don't really have many regrets. I don't think you should live in regret. I think I hate them people that like dwell on the past so much and let it eat them alive. Like, fucking hell, get over it. Yeah, you can't change it.
I don't think I got a regret.
I'm a big believer in it is what it is. Like that, it's done now. I was out the other week and some girl I know, her dad died like 5 days before I was out of her. And she brought up whatever. And I was like, fucking hell, you must be like distraught, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, yeah, of course I am, but it's done now, isn't it? What's the point of crying she's about
from,
it?
Yeah.
It's true. I hear it. I hear like, what you're I'd saying. Be heartbroken. But at the same time, it's like, what can you do? It is done. I hate like my brother's a prime example. Yeah. If something ain't going my way or something I can't change has now happened, I'll be like, cool. What's the point of stressing? Like when I crashed my car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As soon
when
as
you
I crash
your car,
I
you're like, it's done now.
Fuming for like
2 minutes and then you're like, done.
Yeah. And then I'm like, well, what can I do? It's done now. Not going to be going around going, oh, which do that? Bring everyone else down.
Yeah.
Joe will fucking do it over. You're making a tune the other day, accidentally deleted all the files, had to re-record it, had all the lyrics in his notes, so he had to re-record it. It's a little minor hump in the road.
Yeah.
He, for about 20 minutes, oh, bro, that's so annoying. Oh, I'm going to have to record it again now after every take. Oh, for God's sake, why have to do this again? It's not going to be the same thing. I said, shut the fuck up.
Just do it, yeah, yeah.
Just do it. You can't change it now. What's the point?
Yeah, how many times has happened to me? Like, that's normal.
It's got to firm
it. It's got to firm it.
It's such a healthier mindset as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you regret anything?
Maybe, okay, I say the only regret I have is, I'll tell you when I got this regret. When my grandma died, yeah, at her funeral, there was, like they put up like a, there was like a slideshow in it. Family pictures and that, whatever not. I wasn't in one picture. I thought to myself.
How's that regret?
Because I regret not spending more time with my grandma.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because oh, I thought to myself like, then it made, at the time, it made me have a little flashback and I thought, right, every single time, my mum or my sister or Saturn is going, oh, let's go do this for your grandma. Let's go do that. Let's go. I'm like, yeah, yeah, I'm coming. And I never turn up. Yeah.
No, you got it, man.
And I think to myself, oh shit. Yeah. I wish I spent, yeah. I wasn't in one photo, bro, not one. Like genuinely, I'm talking extended family was in photos. I wasn't in one photo.
Yeah, I make sure I go see my nan all the time. Got to.
You got to, innit?
Because you never know where they're going to take over. Like, you know what I mean?
No, my grandma raised me like, at least should have just, you know, spend some time with her.
Oh, fuck it. Don't matter if you're not in the pictures though. It does, but it don't.
I wasn't in the pictures because, but then that's what triggered the memory for me to think, well, to be fair, I'm not in the pictures, but I didn't even spend much time with you.
Yeah.
After a while. I did, but like, just nipping it out, what's going on, you know what I mean?
That's right, she won't mind now.
She won't mind.
She ain't gonna shank it or no.
She ain't getting out. Fuck. Why is this, why are we laughing at that?
I don't know. It's just true though, isn't it?
It's true though, isn't it?
True, isn't it?
She don't give a shit now.
She don't give a shit. She ain't got a shit to give. You know what I mean? She has no consciousness.
Yeah.
all right, cool.
Oh my God, this is what someone, people keep asking this now. I'm gonna look after a couple of people now. Any update on a girl with the kid as a profile picture that you were chatting to? You saw a girl in Winter Wonderland. She was 10-10.
Oh, fucking hell, you lot are bare invested, innit? I forgot about that completely. I think I've even unfollowed her.
What the fuck? So it didn't go nowhere?
No, it didn't go nowhere. I think she gave me a private Insta, like 25 followers, because she must have had a fella or something. I don't know. Because in Winter Wonderland, she seemed off game. And then when I messaged her, she didn't give me her number either, just private Insta. When I messaged her, I was like, go out for a drink or something. She didn't. Didn't even open it. And you follow 25 people and got 25 followers.
Yeah.
But you didn't see it.
But you didn't see it.
Yeah, so I just thought, oh yeah, I left it a week and I unfollowed her.
Fair.
You know what I mean? Salt, but in a straight away, I thought, yeah, ain't that.
Red flags, man.
Red flags, 100%. That's what we were talking about with Philly. Like, if a girl gives you a number on a night out and says she doesn't have social media, she's capping. She's got a fella. I mean, go through with it, it's boys, if you want. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, you're not in the wrong, but you know what I mean? They're definitely capping. Who don't have social media of some sort in this generation?
No, even if
you've got a little private account, you got 60 followers.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people do go through phases of deleting stuff, but bruv, come on now. You know what I mean? Saving or spending money in your 20s?
There's two sides to it, because you'd want to make all the memories you can, but at the same time you think, well, if I'm earning, you save it, put some away.
Yeah, the way I see it, yeah, is if you're earning a decent amount of money, then of course you should put some away. But at the same time, it's like, imagine you die at 25.
You're pissed.
Some people do die at a young age. You could walk out tomorrow and get by a bus. And then imagine you've saved from 20 to 25, all your boys going on holiday, doing all these things.
You're missing out on everything.
You're missing out on all their memories, and now you're in a coffin box and you ain't done fuck all. You can't bring that money with you.
Do what you want, basically.
if you're earning just like 9 to 5 minimum wage, blah, blah, blah.
Be responsible. No, I'm saying, good.
It's fucking hard to save. Yeah. Like, it's hard to save, bruv. A lot of my boys that do a normal graft, bruv, it's hard for them to save. You got to think about, say, like, what's minimum wage? I don't even know what minimum wage is. What is it, like £1,300 a month? Something like that. Like, after you've got all your bills paid now,
there's not a lot left.
It's fucking hard to save. I see something, I think Elon Musk said it on Twitter. It's easier to increase your monthly revenue by £1,000 than it is to save £1,000 a month.
Is it?
If you think about it,
because your mindset is like, cool, I want to level up now. Yeah.
Rather than, oh, I'm just going to put this away. Why don't you actually try and increase your revenue?
So it's easier to just get more bread.
Yeah, and if you're earning minimum wage, you might as well just spend it.
Might as well just go spend.
You know what I mean? Might as well have a good time. Because like, you're trying to save like £100 a month. You've got £1,100 by the end of the year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're putting yourself out of like, I think shitty motives in England is different, but holidays.
The holidays and stuff like that, I'd say like, let it go.
Memories.
You're going to make good memories and you're going to have more fun. And you're going to, well, even when you come back, you're going to come back with a bit of a buzz. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's going to last longer. Yeah. Like, you're going to feel happy within yourself.
Yeah, word. But if you're earning enough to save, then obviously put some away. I'd say it's like a, I don't really follow this routine, but I'd say spend 60, save 40.
Save 40.
But I'd probably do like 80-20, to be honest. Mm. It's not good.
Twisted.
What's the most down bad you have been? Driving bare far.
Yeah, Johnny.
And then as soon as the deed's done, I think, what am I doing? Two hours away from my crib.
Johnny's told me stories where he's driven hours.
No more than two.
Sometimes sitting in traffic, he's like, oh, for fuck's sake, what?
Fuming. No, the way there, I'm not fuming.
On the way there, you're not fuming.
Way back, I'm out.
Way back, you're pissed. But that's what.
Stayed at a girl's yard before. She was like 2 hours away. She had work in the morning. I left at 7:30. I was sitting in rush hour the whole motor.
I'll be fuming.
I was fuming and it was baking as well, sweating. My aircon didn't work on my motor. Oh my God, I was so angry.
I'm not doing it.
Like that. Nah, just, on the yeah.
just sitting there, fucking foot
what
going.
What am I doing? Won't even worth it as well.
Deadbeat?
Nah, dead. Now my luck, probably fucking. Oh no, I know who it was. Bleep this. It was a. You're gonna make me all get you.
That thing
made me cringe.
Wait.
Actually, I'll say that. Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, go on. You can say that. That's
yeah. So basically, I was I went to stay at Bird's house. She had her own yard and that. And fucking, that's actually a funny story, bro. I can't. I tell the whole thing. Did I say what happened to her son?
Yeah, so come
she had a kid in it.
Oh please, nah. This is a clip.
When was this? 2021? 2020?
Yeah, yeah. Go on.
Fucking. So I went to this Bird's house, and I'm obviously going down on her now, thinking, yeah, she's a good looking girl. Blah blah blah. Weren't really intact, but you know what I mean? She had a kid in that, so you got it.
Yeah.
Laura. But fucking, I was like that. When it's nice, I like doing that shit. And then she went, oh, you're gonna make me orgasm. I thought. Oh.
So wait.
I went like that.
You went down on her. You was going down on her. Was you...
Bad.
Oh, you're
who
gonna,
the fuck says that?
You're gonna make me orgasm
like,
in
at
that
least
voice
say
as well.
Cum or something yeah. like orgasm in that accent as well.
Horrible accent.
Horror. And then late, obviously, whatever. I stayed at hers, and then later in the night, fucking. Obviously, I'm asleep now, laying next to her. I wake up at like 5 a.m. because science grabbing my foot. Yeah, I'm edge of the bed, science squeezing my big toe. So I'm like. Look down. It's like a 3-year-old kid squeezing my toe because he's waddled in the room. I'm over there. I'm like, yo. She's got up. Gone, no. Come back to me. He's gone, dada. So now it's not your dad. Fucked.
You're just destroying that poor kid's life.
It's her fault, isn't it?
She's squeezing Your foot. Yeah.
No, no, him. It's squeezing my foot.
Dada.
Mad, innit?
Oh, poor. Oh, no.
He ain't gonna remember it, is he? You know what I mean?
Well, who the fuck knows?
I actually woke because up because he's grabbing my toe, bruv.
He's probably doing this on a weekly. Like,
probably.
Think about how many toes that boy squeezed.
Every week. Dada? Nah. It's not him. It's not him.
Still not him, mate.
Yeah.
Go fuck off.
Yeah, fuck off. He squeezed my foot. Fuck off.
Mummy's busy now. Come on. Go back to bed.
Oh mate, it was hilarious though. It wasn't hilarious, but I just felt bad. Oh, I didn't feel awkward. I felt awkward for her.
Did you sleep after that?
Yeah, it's not doing me, is it? It's her kid. Don't bother me. But he won't want to see. He won't want to see me.
Home, it's a what broken home.
Yeah, he won't remember
it's
that.
A broken home.
Till he gets to 11, and he's still doing it.
Oh, that is a broken home.
The way he said dada, and all my life he said dada as well.
Oh, do you know what?
And she said, no, it's not your dad.
I feel bad, yeah. I do feel bad. Don't get me wrong, but it's fucking funny.
Yeah, it ain't my problem. Ain't my problem.
She's squeezing your toe to poor kid.
I know.
Dada.
Mad.
No.
And then I had to drive home in the morning at 7:30. What the fuck am I doing, bruv? That's down bad.
You're probably thinking of how that night played out.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got this kid squeezing me fucking
I've
foot.
Had some mad stories, bro. I can't lie. How does it always happen to me, bruv?
Genuinely, you've actually got mad stories. I ain't got stories as mad as you. First of all, the Bosch story is crazy.
Mad.
This story, for example, the girl who smelt.
Oh. Oh, God. Hot chocolate tongue. 2 days. Burnt my tongue. Furry chat.
Oh. Nah, Johnny, I reckon it's the women, bro.
But they're good looking. They are, though.
That's what's on top, baby. So you uncover him.
Not me, word. I'm going for the wrong girl.
Is it for their good looking?
Gonna make me orgasm. Oh, am I? Or stop. Don't, please.
Please don't.
Don't.
Can you imagine don't. She did?
Shut up. Fucking hell.
All right. Next question.
Do you go bareback or wear johnnies? And if so, has it ever split on you? I'll be so real. I say it openly on camera. I don't think I wear a condom since I was 17. Be so real.
Yeah, I can't
but
lie.
I'm flying straight.
Yeah.
Nothing's infected me yet.
Nah. I just picked the right things.
Well, it's fucking it.
It's lucky dip, innit?
It's lucky dip, but yeah, man. And I've been tested as well. I get tested like every 3 months just to
make sure.
Make sure.
Don't I can't lie, this is so exposed.
No, I was exposing us. We're saying we're not.
Yeah, man, bareback cool. Bareback.
Yeah, yeah. Most men do. But you basically haven't even chopped if you wear a condom. Really and
the
truly.
Plastic's chopping
feels fuck all, bruv.
Don't feel
I'm
right.
I'm not gonna get there.
Yeah, I ain't getting there.
Has it split on me? Yeah. When I lost my virginity.
Yeah.
Swear down. When I lost my virginity, yeah. And the first couple of times when I was sleeping with girls when I was younger, I'd wear a condom because that's the thing to do. Yeah. Wear condoms, people. We're not trying to say
yeah,
don't
I'm not
wear
trying
them.
To say don't.
Wear them, but like it feels shit compared to not.
Just, it does.
Just like pull out.
Play the game, man.
You know what I mean? I pull out like a good 20 seconds before. Yeah, stick it in a gob.
You know? Because
some people play with fire. Some people are like, oh, it's there. And then you
just stick it in their gob.
And then like, you pull out and then fucking like, some people will pull out as soon as they're coming
you've
out.
You've had a spray. A spray's gone off and then you can't.
I don't trust that person enough. Especially even when they're saying, oh, come at me. No. No, I'm not. Even if you're on saying, it's not happening. You know what I mean? Fucking hell, them girls that actually want you to is a bit concerning.
It is a little bit concerning.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Mad. What, we're like 10 minutes in and fucking...
Yeah, this is raw.
Myself out. What do you think about dropping game through socials? If so...
Johnny don't do it
I
that much.
Do it. I don't really DM girls, really.
Yeah, Johnny don't do it. Me, man's dropped game through socials before. Like... I've got a fair few times.
Socials, bro. I'm more of an in real life person.
I'd prefer in real life, but you know, sometimes if I see a thing on socials, I can't lie, I've been in there.
If it don't go nowhere, more time. If everything goes banging on Insta, more time I think, well, okay, you don't look like that in real life. And then secondly, is like, it's just boring.
It is dry.
Like, we'll probably speak for 3 days and yeah. I hear you.
It's a thing where if we ain't linking up straight away, not or straight away, not like, out on a day, like in the next like, however.
3 weeks.
Yeah. Then it's just like, fucking hell, it's going to get sour because I'm just chatting to you on DMs, couple of voice notes going
and
back
you're
and
you're talking
forth,
every day.
Just chatting
day,
every day.
Someone like, who's not your missus.
Yeah, I don't even know you. Like we haven't even met before.
It
so.
Will go stale.
Yeah, it'll go mad
you'll,
stale.
You'll ruin it. That's generally what I believe. Like, if you talk to someone every day, and you not meeting them or nothing over DM, and you like you still ain't decided, it will go fucking stale. I've had experiences where it goes stale because what's there to talk about?
Yeah, you run out after a while.
Just go link up. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then when you see each other out, it's already gone stale. So it's like,
no point.
I'd rather not talk.
Yeah, I'd rather not chat.
Do you know what I mean? In real life, you can kind of grasp. You can tell within 2 minutes if a girl fancies you.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes not when they're playing hard to get, but still when they're playing hard to get,
you still can tell a little something.
You still can tell. On DM, you can't tell nothing, bruv. Can't tell nothing.
Yeah.
It's not good for the confidence. I'll tell you that now. It ain't good for your confidence because you start reading into shit too much. And something.
Yeah, you might misinterpret something as well. That's exactly. The thing.
Here's one where I just answer quickly. Why do you not hang around with a beta squad anymore? I do.
You do?
Just not on camera.
Just not on cam,
yeah. With them last week. Some of these fucking questions. Sorry, wait. I got to answer. Mate, how much money to sleep with your best mate's girl, but they don't know about the money for a year?
Zero. I ain't doing that.
They don't know about the money for a year. So you think once you fuck them and they find out, like give it a year after, you say, oh, well, I did get this much money.
They're
going to go, oh, well, all right then, mate. Fucking hell.
Fair enough. Makes sense. If you had a chance, would you want to be pain-free for the rest of your life?
No. Let's break it down, emotional and physical. Emotional, you need to feel emotions.
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're just fucking a sociopath.
Yeah.
And if you don't feel physical pain, you ain't going to know that you're hurt.
Yeah.
Imagine you're just fucking walking down the street and your liver's like fucking falling apart. You don't even know. You know what I mean? You need pain.
You need to, it's signals, man. I reckon I wouldn't. I can't lie though. I don't want to be a sociopath. I don't want to be.
Nah, fuck that, bruv. You need to feel pain to know stuff's wrong with your body. That's why we feel it.
But emotional pain though.
Yeah, man. You still want to, this sounds tap, but I sometimes like feeling sad.
Do you know what? That's a good point. I actually sometimes like feeling sad.
Like, cause when I ain't felt sad in so long, I start thinking, oh, bruv, like, am I like bare emotionless now? Yeah.
Oh, did you cry?
I ain't cried since my dad had cancer 2 years ago.
He's sweet now. I ain't cried for time.
I ain't crying in time. No, it takes a lot to make me cry. Yeah. And I hate that. Cause when I was younger, even talking at 18, 19, I wouldn't say I cry all the time, but like, I was a lot more like susceptible to being emotional.
I ain't cried, but then the thing is, I find it weird, yeah? And this is a good topic to talk about because I want to know how everyone else thinks of it. Like, when I say I ain't cried in time.
Yeah? I try to.
But I try, thank you. I can't even lie. I'll say it now proudly. I've tried to cry and I can't do it.
Same.
The other day, yeah? I would say the other day it was Christmas, yeah? And a Christmas movie come on. I was watching a Christmas movie, basically, yeah? And not to say a Christmas movie made me emotional, but I started, for some reason, I did feel...
Nostrils started flaring.
Yeah, I started going like, rah. But then it wasn't the Christmas movie that I was doing it. I think it was just like everything holistically. I was thinking about loads of stuff altogether.
Banging a toot the night before.
Genuinely, I don't know what it was. I actually don't know what it was. But like, it was loads of stuff I was thinking about. And then I felt like the feeling of wanting to cry. And do you know what I did? I was like, yes. I celebrated
it.
I celebrated. I was like, oh my God, yes, I'm actually going to cry. Like, I was actually excited. It just didn't happen. It went straight away.
It's like you're about to climax and it stops.
Yeah.
Mum's life is horrible. Like sometimes you actually need to let emotion out.
Yeah, I wanted to do it. I was like, come on.
I've got this weird internal prideful thing, which I don't even control. But going back to when my dad was ill, like I said, he's fine now. But when he was ill, obviously my brother was crying. My mum was crying on her own in her room and that. It's bad, horrible times for me. My dad's in hospital. And I'm like keeping it together for my mum and my brother.
Yeah.
Like I'm not ready, whatever. I go up to my room, close the door, try and cry. I still can't cry because them two are in the house and subconsciously I don't want them to hear me.
You don't want them to hear you cry.
It's weird.
No,
but
that's like me as well.
It's only when they leave the house to go work, that's when I can cry. It's so weird. Like I even close the windows just in case no one hears. Weird.
Nah, it's weird. But that's because you want to be a soldier for your... I don't even care about being like...
It's more like a... It's not a choice.
Yeah.
Like I actually... It's just in me.
For me, it's not... For me, it don't seem like a choice. Like... I don't remember the last time I cried in front of my mum. I can't remember that. That's time. That's too
long.
I won't do it. Because it's like, yo, I'm supposed to be there for you. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But it's like, it's not even that you're choosing to like, I've got to be strong. Like I went up to my room, I wanted to cry.
Yeah.
I can't because I know that in case they hear me.
Yeah, I won't cry. Weird. I won't cry.
It's a weird thing. But then like, if men cry, I don't think it's a bad thing. Like,
it's definitely not a bad thing. I think it's a good thing.
I've had my boy before call me up on the phone and his life was getting bare stressful and that. And he's just venting to me. And he's like just angry, cried on the phone. Like he's bawling on the phone. Yeah. And it made me feel like so loved.
Yeah, because
he's called me up.
He let his guard down, and he done it.
And I wasn't even really saying nothing. I was just listening.
You're just listening, but that's all they wanted at that time, isn't
it? And it made me feel banging, like, you must bear rate me as a friend. Like,
yeah, to do that, yeah.
And like, yeah, I think crying is definitely needed. If you were born, you could only select one colour that your eyes would see, and that's the only colour you can see for the rest of your life.
Fuck me,
what colour would you pick?
Wait, so would everything else just be shaded out? For example, look at this sign, yeah? If pink was the only thing we could see, what would our eyes be like this?
Would it just be black and the black and white count as a colour? And it does, but like...
Yeah, let's say everything else is black and white.
Okay.
Oh, man, I'm all right with that. my best mate, he's colourblind.
Yeah, but that don't mean it's black and white.
He sees a lot of shit, like...
I would say... Probably like I know this ain't a colour, but a mix of like orangey, pink, blue. Sunsets.
Okay.
Sunsets.
Oh.
Sunsets. If I could see a sunset every night, cool. Krusty.
You like that, innit?
Yeah, dusk.
Yeah.
What about to see dusk?
Dusk is your favourite.
You know what I mean? Looking at a sunset just makes you think,
calm.
Life's all right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I'll agree with you on that one, to be fair. Do you know what? Yeah. If everyone else, if
you could look at the sky and see the colours of the sky.
Yeah, if everything else is black and white,
that'd be your little sign of hope.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd agree with that. I'll get down with that, to be fair. Go on.
If every day one new thing arrived at your house, all of which begins with a letter you choose, what letter would you pick? M.
Money.
Every day I'm getting money.
Every day getting money.
Easy answer.
Easiest answer.
But then let's think about the
but
bad
then what about if it's like a penny? Just getting what if it's a penny?
Shanked,
that's money.
Outside your door, murder. Murders turn up at your door every day. Dead body every day.
Is money coming with it?
Oh yeah, it's true.
Wouldn't you?
You know what I mean? What else with them? Let's play devil's advocate, because yeah, cool money, but wait.
I could turn up at your door every day if you want.
You're right. You'd be late. Money.
What if it's like a penny?
More life.
What if it's a penny though?
Yeah, but okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Ah, a rack.
What if it's just like a rack? Like what?
No, but I'm talking a rack.
This ain't good. It's already going. It's already going there.
65k a year for doing that, and for opening my door to the postman. It's all right, isn't it? Fucking hell. Post, grand in cash.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You know what I mean, I'll give him a fucking bullseye, mate.
Yeah, mate. Cheers, yeah.
You know what I mean? Treat yourself. On time.
Buy yourself sad.
You know what I mean? DPD wouldn't be missing my deliveries.
Nah, definitely
you know
not.
What I mean? He knows he's getting a bullseye out.
Yeah.
Things start going missing. What else could turn up with R, though? Yeah, let's not say that one.
Oh, Johnny, bro.
Let's not say that
one. Nah, because we got there at the same time. You know that's
yeah, let's not say that one.
Oh, mate.
Probably something to do with money. That's what I'd...
Yeah, I'd probably have something to do with money. Only.
Yeah.
Rolex. Oh.
Rolex.
Get Rolex every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
That's better than money.
That's better than money.
Because you can shot it.
You can shot that off.
Yeah. Even an entry-level Rolex is still talking with like 9 bags.
Yeah. So you're good.
I mean? Yeah, Rolex.
I'd say Rolex every
Rolex,
day.
Rolex, yeah.
Phew. Definitely just Rolex. If you were offered a pill that increases your intelligence by 50%, but also permanently removes your hair, including your brows, would you take it? 100%.
Would you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
Why?
I'm doing all right. I ain't the smartest.
I'd have it.
I ain't the smartest, I'm doing all right.
I'll get rid of my hair for
Look at our good pal fucking Felipe, mate. He's thick as shit and he's doing all right. You know what I mean? I think he'd be doing as all right if he had...
50% intelligence, but permanently removes your hair. I'm taking that.
I ain't.
Get a hair transplant.
No, but that doesn't count. You can't
wear a wig.
That. Like, if you're unfortunately got alopecia, then life has dealt you a card which you cannot change. But if I had an option... to have no eyebrows, no facial hair, no head on my head. Actually, I don't know now I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Just get rid of that.
Yeah.
Let that go, man.
50% more intelligent, that's a lot.
50% more.
Ooh. Yeah, no, that's a lot. Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get that gone.
Eyebrows
tattooed
on.
A lot.
And then get fucking, just rock the skinhead.
Yeah.
I'm running that. No, I would take it back. What would you teach if you had no choice but to teach? Are we talking school subjects? Or are we talking anything? School subjects, PE.
Yeah, same. That's that one.
What, not music?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I'd teach PE.
Oh, no, wait, I'd definitely teach music.
PE was the only lesson that I really proper enjoyed. In my school, on my set,
yeah.
What was it called? Calendar. No, what would I used to call it? Front of your book.
Like your rotor, like your timetable.
Timetable, yeah. I every Friday, I used to have double PE last lesson. Go home in your kit.
Yeah.
Sick.
Proper. Yeah, I used to have sometimes double PE and then I had football after. That was a good end to the day.
Yeah. Like, yeah, double P, you go home in the kit, you go straight over to like fucking park and start playing football with your boys.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, double P, I think I'd
probably be music, I can't lie.
Teach. Like, my music teacher was definitely a nonce.
Oh, so I think mine was as well, fucking I can't lie.
My science teacher was. His name was like, Mr. Gemini, I think he was.
Nah, for real.
Yeah.
I think my PE teacher was a bit of a nonce.
Most PE teachers probably are.
Yeah.
Girls,
get
ready.
Get ready. I had a PE teacher, yeah. I'm not even going to name because he was a cool geezer, but I actually think he's a bit noncey at the end, yeah.
He's not that cool then, is he?
He actually ended up moving to Australia, so.
Thought he on a fucking run.
So he took all the girls' numbers when we finished school.
That's very weird.
Yeah.
That's bare weird.
And then he started sending them messages, but obviously now.
How old was he?
He was 30s, isn't it? So then, but then here's the thing that. Here's the problem that he was sending it to the girls. Bear in mind, we was like 15, 14, 15, 15-ish, call it that, yeah? They'd like take a screenshot of it and put it on Facebook and that and be like, oh, our PE teacher's so nice, whatever, not blah, blah, blah. He kind of exposed himself and then he left.
Yeah, that is weird.
And it's like the messages would be like, oh, like it was a joy teaching you. Hopefully we can meet up, whatever not, see each other again and blah, blah, blah. Like, have a good time at college or whatever.
He's a nonce.
Yeah.
100% he's a nonce. That's weird.
I reckon it was a bit nonce.
That's strange.
Yeah.
Is he selective on what girls he...
Yeah.
Then he's a nonce. Yeah. Or he would have been anyway. A bit strange. I used to look at my PE teacher must have been like 21, 22.
Yeah.
Yeah. Young man.
Yeah.
Like whatever. But I remember when I was in school, I used to think, fuck me, he's like a grown-ass man.
He's a grown-ass man.
And then I think I see him when I was like 20 in Nando's. He must have been what, 26?
26.
I'm near 26 now.
Yeah.
And I think you was actually bare young when you were teaching. Yeah. He was bare young.
He was young, really.
But like I saw him as a big ass grown man.
Yeah, he's a grown ass man.
Do you know what I mean? Which he is at 21, but like, do you know what I mean? Would you be willing to have 3 fingers surgically removed if it meant you could never get sick again? Nah.
I'll keep my fingers. I don't really get sick. I just want to go through life naturally and I don't get sick that much either.
I don't really get sick.
Yeah.
Nah.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I barely get sick. I don't even mind being sick.
Can you imagine? Just have these left.
Yeah, I don't even mind being sick. Yeah. No, you can't do much, can you?
Yeah, no.
Can't do much, no. If you could have a thing, if you had to have a finger removed, what one would you have removed?
Little one.
Nah, I'll go with this. Still got more grip.
No, you ain't.
You have.
You ain't, bruv.
I can't lie, this is important, you know.
That's what monkeys have.
This little pink.
Monkeys have, how many fingers do monkeys have?
Crazy.
5 or 4?
No, look.
Because I sound like a fucking idiot now.
Think of it like this here, Johnny.
Swear they do have 3.
This is important, bro.
I got to think of this.
Johnny, just try use your phone without your pinky.
Fingers do apes.
See, look at that. Look at what your pinkies are doing right now, the structure.
5. I am absolutely thick as shit. Why? Oh, I'm thinking about cartoons.
Yeah, probably.
That's what I'm thinking about, cartoons and like
get,
that.
Get rid of your little finger and try and use your phone.
Yeah, because we're used to resting it on that.
All right. Now get rid of this finger and use your phone.
So yours is just about using your phone, is it?
No, but like for everything. That's all you care about. For everything.
Just using your phone.
For everything, it works better. Should I tell you why?
Because it's gapped out.
Yeah, the gap's there. So you still got that. You still got that support.
I hear it, yeah.
Come on, man. Listen.
You've thought about this. Keep shop at night.
Yeah. Literally.
If I was going to be in a kidnap situation, if I got napped, I want this one.
I want this one gone.
Yeah.
Get this one.
Gonna cut your finger off. Here. Yeah. This one.
And I can still swear. Do you know what I mean? I've got it all. Still swearing that way.
Yeah,
this one, it's just marriage.
Your point at people.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
What does that one do? If you get married, you're fucked.
Yeah. Especially if it's the left finger.
Yeah, you basically.
Oh, sorry, darling. Just got to put it on this one. Do you think anyone would still date you if everyone you dated could read your mind? Probably not. I can't lie. I don't think so.
Yeah, as long as I was able to explain myself. because like, not being funny, we put a lot of stuff on this podcast, which is very like, yeah, I think when Read Your Mind, I'm not a fucking sick individual where I've got like wrong things going on.
Yeah,
head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Everything that I think in my head, which is like sexual, is very explainable and is like just what boys would talk about. As long as if I'm fucking thinking about, do you know what? Do you know what I mean? Mm. Or like that.
Yeah, yeah,
do you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean? I ain't a creep. So like, no, do you know what I mean? It's, you, like, it's not
the
like-
way
it's
you the, mean, the way you just-
Yeah, but it's not that deep. Like, if a girl thought, oh, you're disgusting for thinking about that. Yeah, but it's highly explainable. That's what most men do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
You
facts,
know what I mean?
Facts, facts.
So as long as I get to explain myself, I think they will want to date me. And I think if you wouldn't, it's a bit immature.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you meet a woman your age, what if 25, it's, what if 26, it's about- and she kind of cares that you've done certain things in life or done X, Y, Z, I think you either haven't been about in a sense of like, you ain't seen a lot of life.
Or yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or you're very ignorant.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
But what if it's just like, what if it's, I reckon maybe for stuff like, you know, when you've got a problem with her and you don't want to explain it.
Ah, yeah.
There's that.
My mind's just dirty.
Yeah, yours is just dirty, man. Dirty mind.
You've got a problem. Yeah, but no, but yeah, it's same
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but to be fair, if it's, just same explain thing. It.
I say it anyway.
Yeah.
I say how I feel anyway. You know
yeah.
I am. I'm very honest.
Yeah,
if
you're
I,
very honest.
If
to
I
be
say
fair, same. I'm just a bit tame with it. Like I won't, I don't go all the way. Like something could be doing my head in and no, I'll just try and do it as nice as I can.
I just say it. I say it nicely, but I just say it. Like I said, my family don't do sympathy. And my dad's ill at the minute, not ill, but he's got a bad chest infection. And yeah. He's like, oh, my chest is in so much pain. My mum's like, oh, get over it. That's what we do in my family. We don't do sympathy. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
I hear it. I hear it. I hear
what's
it.
The point?
Yeah.
So like, I just say how it is. That's how we are. I don't really get offended by absolutely anything. Anything.
Nah, to be fair, I'm good with that as well. Yeah, I'm actually good with that.
Like,
I don't get offended.
That is my humor. One of my good mates. I probably said this on a podcast before. Fucking, his mum died when he was like 10, and all he does is joke about it.
Yeah, he just.
All he does is joke about. I was putting up to his ass the other day, and on his drive, he's got three spaces. His dad. It makes me cringe, bro. His dad's van was in one space and there's two spaces left. So I'm driving up, as you would, just to the middle space. But no, no, don't park there, park on the left. I said, why? He went, oh, my mum might come back.
Nah, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I clocked and I was like, creasing, creasing.
He's got...
Yeah, but like we don't...
he's
don't
got good
humour
still.
Bruv.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's got good humour.
Like, you can joke about anything with me.
Nah.
If you're my boy, you can joke about
it. You can joke about it, yeah. I can't lie, I let that happen.
Like how I just said with your nan. Bit rude,
yeah,
what
yeah,
I was saying,
yeah.
But brother, it's a joke.
You know it's a joke.
You know what I mean? Which of your friends would you choose as a sidekick if you were a superhero? And what would your individual superpowers be?
Let's just say we were superheroes, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What would you want your superpower to be? So we don't clash.
Flying.
Shit.
So let me go with that one.
Shit.
Flying.
I can't lie. Why would you want to fly?
Just go anywhere in the world.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Pay for no plane ticket.
But you know what it is? You know what I always thought? I've always thought this, yeah? Being a superhero, yeah, cool, I'd want to fly. I'd be fuming though if I couldn't fly very fast and I wanted to go like...
But that's floating then.
Nah, but what if I couldn't fly fast, bro? Like, I want to say, for example, I want to go
let's talk bird speed then, because they're not super.
Yeah, I'm fuming as well. What, like pigeon speed?
Nah, eagle. Eagle
speed. You're still doing a couple hours
still,
if you want
to
go...
Yeah, any situation. Imagine someone backs a shank out and you're about to get stabbed.
Yeah, you're off. But then...
You're off.
Then,
you didn't float above him, wanker.
But let's say I fancy, you know what I mean? I want to go Greece for a bit. I'm still in the air for a few hours, bro. I'm fuming. And imagine if it's cold
you're,
over the, when I'm going over the sea.
You're fuming like you're flying. Yeah, just put on your goose or something.
I'll be living.
You know what I mean?
It's cold up there, you know,
yeah.
Johnny. Bear in mind, your Canada goose
just
ain't
fly
open
low.
It.
Where it's not as cold. You don't have to go where the planes are at.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? I thought about the downsides of everything. I thought, yeah, I want to fly. I'd be fuming if it was cold and I'm like cutting through the air.
Like oh, yeah, you've ooh. Been gifted with ability to fly.
I want
to
go,
I'm trying to be cold.
I want to go Greece. I'm like this.
Talk about pessimistic.
On the way there. Fucking fuming. How long we got?
My life's so shit.
And all I'm thinking about, I don't even know the way as well, bruv.
Yeah,
I don't even know
got,
the way.
Got ways.
Yeah, but then.
On
but
the
then,
AirPods.
But then there's no signal when I'm going over. But there's a lot to think about.
Yeah,
it's not
going to
be as clear cut. You've got to follow
it's
the
plane. It's true.
As clear cut. You can fly, but there's a lot of, you got to map it out. Johnny,
yeah,
bro.
No, you do.
Do you know what I mean? I'll probably just be a local superhero. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can fly, but where you been this year? Nowhere really.
Didn't know where.
Down a shop. I mean, it's a bit cold up there, isn't it? Mate, you can fly. Why are you not flying?
Yeah. No, mate, you don't know. You don't...
Bit cold.
Yeah. Rather just stay
why don't you just go Egypt or something? I don't know, why are you?
Exactly. true.
Tried to. No, but like,
that's true.
It's true when you break it down and be in a realistic situation.
I'm trying to be realistic about this shit, bro. I don't know where I'm fucking going.
That's funny. What other superpowers could you break down to see the negatives of?
Teleportation.
Teleportation.
How'd you get it right?
Nah, because that's the whole point. You know where you're going. I think teleportation. Nah, that's
I'm sorry about this.
Teleportation is a better one than flying.
It is. No, I'll tell you what.
I want to go Greece. I'm Greece.
It cuts out all the bullshit. Like you said. However, are you a master of teleportation?
No, but that is it's a superpower. It's a superpower.
All right, cool. So you want to teleport to Greece, right?
You go.
Right, sweet. So you know exactly where you're going to end up. So you're not going to end up on the fucking runway as a plane's landing when you teleport.
No.
You're still in Greece.
But then again, it would kind of be a bit boring.
Yeah.
Like you could just fucking go anywhere in the world like that. It takes the fun out of being at the airport. Oh. Just pessimistic on everything.
Nah, I'm thinking of, bro, I'll be honest. I've thought about this so many times, bro. I thought they got to come with their cons, bro. Flying has the biggest con. No one can tell me shit.
Yeah,
even though I still want to fly. I don't know the way anywhere.
Word.
Bro.
You got all flies in your mush when you're flying.
Yeah.
Like, sweet in your face.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like a flock of birds come at you. Oh, mate. Oh.
If you ever want. No, I can't say that.
I'll stay local. I'll stay local. I'm saying local superhero, bro.
What about fucking. Like even shooting lasers at your eyes must hurt.
That's there you go.
You're definitely wearing glasses, bruv.
That's
Superman
that.
When he takes his things off.
Yeah, that shit's got to hurt after.
Got to, innit?
It's like burning your... Oh, bro, trust me.
Your retina's fucked.
It's finished.
You know what I mean?
All these superpowers.
Cool, you can shoot lasers at your eye, but I can't see you 2 feet in front of me. You know what I mean? So who's there?
So, listen, they all come with cons. I'm telling you now. Flying's the worst.
Flying.
Flying's the worst. Okay. Would you want to know if it turned out if you're in a coma and your whole life had been a dream? Oh, mate, that's going to give me bare anxiety.
You don't know if you turned out and you're in a coma. What do you mean?
Like, say for example.
Oh, like you woke up.
Right now,
like,
we're right in now a coma. You woke up.
This sounds bare depressing, but I sometimes struggle with that anyway. Like, I sometimes think this ain't real. And I generally get in my head and think this is actually not real.
No, I've done that loads of times. But then, do you know what?
I get depersonalization I don't feel like I'm... Life doesn't feel real.
No, I've had
that. It's hard to explain, but like...
No, I know what you're talking about.
I feel like I'm not in my body.
I've proper phase out sometimes and I'm like, I need to try and understand what the fuck's going on right now.
Mm.
And I go into like a mad spiral.
But you actually think like... The other day, deep life.
Yeah. The other day, I was sitting next to my friend and she was talking at me and I went into one of those spirals and oh my God, when I say my anxiety went through the roof, I started thinking about so much. I was thinking about so much shit, Johnny, bro. I was thinking like, cool, is this real? And then I was thinking, I started doing this whole like, in the end I had like this massive spider diagram in my head trying to go down the routes to figure out like what is life about kind of thing. And I thought, I had to just stop. I was like, oh my God. She was talking at me for about 10 minutes and I was like, Yeah. I was going into it, but I've done that before.
Anxiety's a killer.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous, bro. Don't do it. You'll start talking yourself into some mad shit.
Yeah, man.
I hate it. I'm here now, innit? Let me just enjoy it.
Wait, there was a choice or is it just? No, why the fuck would I want to know?
I don't want to know. I'm enjoying what I'm.
Yeah, I'm enjoying my dream.
I'm just enjoying what it is right now.
You know what I mean? That'd be terrifying. Imagine waking up, That's like, have you seen on like Joe Rogan podcast when like, they talk about doing DMT and that. Fuck that.
No, what's that?
Oh no, some geezer smoked salvia. It's like some synthetic cannabis, not spice. I don't know. I don't really know what it is. I won't do that shit. But basically, he smoked it on a pod or somewhere. I can't remember. I just see little clips of it. And basically, the geezer went into a trip. He was only in the trip for 8 minutes, but he lived underwater for I think it was like 20 years. Had a family, everything. His whole reality was real. And when he come back around, he was like he forgot. That he thought that was real. In his head, he was there for 20 years. But he was there 8 minutes. He was just like, for 8 minutes. Mad.
And he thought...
He had a wife, kids, everything. And then it all just like...
It all just went.
It all just come back to him like, oh my God, like I'm actually in the studio. Like imagine that.
Oh shit.
Imagine that. Like I genuinely feel like I could grasp that.
Yeah.
Like I can actually grasp how that must feel.
Yeah, no.
Like, right now, boom, you wake up and it's like, whoa like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Where have I been? You know what I mean?
Shit.
Fuck that.
Yeah, he was in a mini coma.
I don't really fuck with them hallucinogenic shit.
Yeah, no. That's all scary. I ain't
you man that do acid and that, you're tapped.
Nah. I'm scared of that.
Apparently when you do acid once, like, apparently your whole life changes.
In what way?
Then one of my boys done it and he was like, oh yeah, I just see the world differently now. I do not want to see the world differently, mate.
Yeah, same. Like, I'm all right with the way I am now. I can't lie.
I mean, the world's shit, yeah. But like, bro, I don't want to
start. I need someone with self-aware. I'm not, yeah, I'm not going, like, to over, I'm not deep in it all.
Yeah, fuck that. Zombie apocalypse. What's your first move and what would you do to survive? Or would you just let him get you? No, why would I let him get me?
Nah, I'm gonna try to survive, but let's say there is. I haven't really thought about this properly, but I'll definitely have to just weapon up a little bit, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, just get a load of guns.
A bit hard here, but
I
could get a rusty spinner from somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as hard as what you think.
Yeah, I get on my phone off.
Yeah.
Probably have one here.
Yeah.
Probably get one here.
Yeah.
Within the hour. No, I'm joking.
Within a day.
Yeah. Yeah, a little rusty one, yeah.
Even though we're not about our life, got a couple.
Yeah, I got a couple of men I could call for
connections.
Yeah.
bad as that sounds. But yeah, but he's, yeah. Balled up my yard.
Yeah, balled it up.
Are we talking fucking I Am Legend zombies? Or are we talking...
If we're talking I Am Legend, I think we're pissed.
If we're talking I Am Legend, we're pissed because they're sprinting at 20 miles an hour.
Yeah,
if it's like the classic, I'll probably still go about my day.
Yeah.
There's fiends and fucking Uxbridge High Street that fucking I'm used to, innit? You know what I mean?
I said there's
fiends. You've got the door here, fucking there's fiends all about.
There's fiends on Uxbridge High Street.
You know what I mean?
Used to that already.
Bodding about. I mean, instead of you want a pound, it'd be like, let me eat your brain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Go America, everyone on fentanyl.
Yeah, exactly. that fucking, what Skid Row.
Yes, it is.
Skid Row. Might as well be a zombie apocalypse.
Aye, you see,
I've seen videos.
No, I've seen videos. Bro, that look, they're all like this. Why are they all like this?
It all fentanyl, isn't it? All standing up like that. It's fucked. They must feel pucker. In it though. That they must do.
They must.
Why they keep
bro,
doing
in
it.
A maddest trip. Imagine
they,
just
they the... give away everything for
yeah.
that. Just for
no,
just
they
for
would.
The pipe.
They would.
What,
just
what's fentanyl? Would you sniff it? Pipe?
What, I don't even know what it is.
I don't even know. That's the toxic shit that people put in gear.
Yeah,
to chop make, it up. Chop and they're it doing up. It straight. Fucking hell.
Bro, so if you're going like this, it must feel good.
Like you deep it, yeah. Obviously, we're not condoning doing these things. Do not do them. They ruin people's lives.
Yeah,
but crack and brown must be unbelievable. It has to be. Why are people hooked on it? I know it's addictive, but like, it must be Parker. Them crackheads. They're literally like fucking. They'll like. Will suck you off for a bit of crack.
Yeah.
Like, if you're losing your dignity that much, you don't see your kids, you don't see anyone, sleeping on the street, people walk past you, you don't care what anyone thinks of you anymore. All you care about is the pipe. You're married to the pipe. It must be unreal. You know what I mean? If I probably had like 30 days to live, I'd probably try it.
Nah. His cat's lost his mind.
It must be Parker.
You thought to yourself, fuck it, let's try
it. Yeah, like, if you're going to die anyway, innit? I bet it'd be Parker, go out with a bang. You know what I mean? Go out on a high.
Literally,
I don't know if I can inject brown into myself though.
Nah, bro, I'm not doing nothing.
I don't even smoke snout. I'd have a cigarette, bit of brown in it, go on a high. Do you know what I mean? But if I park, I'll be like, yeah.
What, just a 30 day spiral, just literally
yeah.
hooked on it for 30 days just straight,
just for the doctor to say to me in the 30 days, are you going to live? Oh fuck. Got an addiction now, lost all my family yeah, and friends, yeah, I ain't washed in 2 weeks,
teeth were falling out, yeah. It's all brown,
yeah, begging people for money.
Yeah, please.
No, obviously, fucking no. Addiction's terrible, man.
It's terrible.
Like,
it's terrible.
It is terrible, but like, it just, you got to think about it. It must be Parker.
It
must be, though.
I reckon.
Think about it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, I think heroin's different because I've heard once you do heroin once, it's Parker, and then after that,
you're chasing that first
high. You're chasing the first high, and it's never the same, apparently. And your body actually gets ill to the, like, how bad is this shit? Apparently, if you do, I don't know about smoking it, but injecting it, apparently, if you do inject heroin once, your body gets so dependent on it that from the first hit that you need it to, otherwise you start getting ill. Like people that are heroin addicts, when they're trying to stop, they actually get ill because their body needs it.
Fucking
it's up. Fucked, innit? I don't think I'll ever be at a low point in my life to think, oh, I might try a bit of brown.
Nah.
That'll sort me out.
Nah.
Never.
Never.
But crack, I think crack is just an addiction. I don't think you depend on it.
Nah, I don't think it's dependent.
But heroin's dependent.
So when you're coming off it, they give you little doses of it to like,
yeah, I think they
do,
you
come down slowly until you're nothing.
Oh mate, what? Yeah, fuck that.
Thank God I'm not on that end, so there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah, neither. But it must be Parker though.
Johnny, it's like you're trying to give me a sign.
No, no, I'm just saying it. No,
after
it must
this,
be.
Mate, you
no,
just...
no, but it must be though. You know what I mean? No, it must
after
be.
We record this, you're trying to slip
yeah,
up again.
Yeah, yeah. Bit of pipe, innit? That's right. Crack spliff. But on that note, don't worry guys, we're not a crackhead. I'm not condoning doing crack.
Please.
I'm just saying in hindsight, like, it must be banging.
Johnny said it about 10 times. He sent a message to us, by the way.
Yeah.
If you don't see Johnny on the next episode, crack. If you don't see him on the next episode, you know what?
Come like that. No, I'm sweet.
You got to start next episode like that now.
Listen, honestly. Like the video, because you get me a pan, then I'll need it for a bit of crap. anyways, hope you enjoyed. Here every Wednesday, 4 p.m.
Like clockwork.
Don't do drugs, kids. Talk to Frank.
Yeah. Take it. Don't do drugs.